I'm broken, I am encouraged. Been cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest word assembly.
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for today. We give you all praise and glory. Lord, we ask that as we look into your word this morning, we ask that revelation will flow freely. We ask, O God, that today I will not be seen, but you will be seen. I ask, O Lord, that you speak through my tongue. You anoint it. You cause healing to go through. You cause revelation to illuminate in the heart of men. And at the end of the day, let all the glory be yours. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. When they told me I was going to take a short chat this morning, I was wondering, okay, where do I start from? Because maybe I've not been fasting for like 21 days before this chat. I've been eating. It's just that my stomach is not protruding. Or is it protruding? But I've been eating. But to God be the glory, God has a word for someone here today, and God is going to speak to you. Let's open our Bibles to Hebrews 3, verse 4. Hebrews 3, verse 4. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. This morning I'm going to be speaking to you very shortly on build with God. Tell your neighbor 2021, build with God. Turn to another neighbor and tell him 2021, build with God. Tell another person, 2021, be sure you are building with God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that for every house is builded by some man. But he that does what? He that builds all things. All things. Whether it's a marriage, whether it's a family, whether it's a business, whether it's a house, whatever it is. He says all things is who? Is God. So this morning, like I said again, we're going to be looking for how, we're going to be looking at how to build with God in 2021. So it's very going to be very brief and straight to the point. Let's look at Matthew 7, 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. The first point here on how to build with God is in 2021 is to build with God through instructions. Build with God through instructions. Matthew, not Mark. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Verse 25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And he fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth the sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. You know, in last year, while studying this scripture, I found another definition for wisdom. And it was from this scripture. The Bible says, anyone that heareth these things and does what? Doeth them. That's what the Bible describes as a wise man. Anyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them. It's not in your calculation. It's in hearing what God is saying. Anyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Then in verse 26 it said, anyone that heareth the sayings of mine and does what? Doeth them not. I will liken him unto a foolish man. So in 2021, we have to deal with instructions. We have to deal with instructions. I like something that Bishop David Oyedepo usually says. He says, we fly by instructions. We fly by instructions. You want to fly, you want to take a flight, you're a pilot, you want to fly an aeroplane, you need all the instructions. There's a log that comes. If you do not checklist on, if you don't mark all the checklists, you are coming down. So in 2021, it is a year of instructions. What is God saying? Moment per moment, time per time. May God give us every necessary instruction that we need in this year 2021. Let's also look at why instructions are very necessary. Acts 20, verse 32. And the very primary tool of instruction. Acts 20, verse 32. Okay, it says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is what? Able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Among all them which are sanctified. So it is the word of God that builds you up. So you want to build in 2021, you want God to build with you in 2021, you need the word of God. It's the word of God that is going to deliver those instructions. It's the word of God that is going to set the pace for how the year is going to be. So in 2021, when we are talking of building with God, you need to build with instructions. You need to build with instructions. Let's move ahead. I like to usually say that, let's look at Hebrews 11, 20. Let's look at a man who actually built with instruction. Hebrews 11, verse 10. Hebrews 11, verse 10. My time is ticking. This is a teaching practice. Okay, say, "For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God." This was talking about Abraham. The Bible says Abraham looked for a city which had foundation. So the city Abraham was looking for was God. It was Zion. In 2021, we are not going to build on Babylon principles. We are going to build on the principles of Zion. Not on the principles of Babylon. Babylon will tell you don't come to church. Babylon will tell you it's okay to fellowship in your house. But in 2021, we are building on Zion principles. The Bible says in the city of Zion, in the mountain of his holiness, the Bible says, "For everyone that appeareth in Zion," everyone that appeareth in Zion, they do what? They are changed. So in 2021, it is Zion. It is not Babylon principle. Babylon principle will tell you, go to work, take that overtime, because you need money to pay your house rent. But we are looking for a city whose what? Whose builder and maker is God in 2021. So we have to build with instructions. We have to build with the word of God. Next point, how to build with God in 2021. Have a love for God. Have a love for God. Matthew 6:33, very popular scripture. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You need a love and a heart for God in 2021. You need a heart for God, a heart that pants after God, a heart that yearns for God, a heart that yearns for the agenda of God, a heart that yearns for the purposes and plans for God to be established on the earth in 2021. That's how to make a mark in 2021. That's how to build in 2021. So in 2021, if you are not ready to put the kingdom first, then probably maybe God is ready to put you last. So we need a heart for God in 2021. We need a heart for God in 2021. John 12, verse 24 to 25. John 12, verse 24 to 25. I need to round up now. John 12, 24 to 25. It says, "Verily, verily, verily, verily." There are a few places in the Bible where the Bible says, "Verily, verily." I was reading one to the prayer team this morning. In John 14, verse 12. Which is part of the anchor scripture for this year. It says, "Verily, verily. Verily, verily." Sorry, let's open to John 14, verse 12. We'll come back to 12, verse 24. 14, 12. So when the Bible is saying "very, verily," it is talking there because there's an emphasis. And if there's an emphasis, there's a reward. It says, "Very, verily, I say unto you, he that does what? He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do." So there's an equation there. "And greater works than this shall he do." Because of what? "I go unto my Father." So this year has been tagged the year of greater works. So if you, the Bible says, for that equation to be complete, the first thing is believe. Believe that the works that I do. What were the works? He healed the sick. He cleansed the leper. He casted out the demons. He fed 5,000. This is not a year of thinking small. This is not a year of just me and my family. This is a year of reflecting the kingdom of God. So this year is a year of the kingdom. And the Bible says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, that's a benchmark, shall he do also. And greater works. And greater works. The works that I do, ordinarily, shall he do also. And what? Greater works. Is somebody happy? Is somebody glad? So let's go back. John 12, verse 24. Another verily, verily, it says, verily, verily. This is another emphasis. I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. Put yourself in that corn of wheat. It abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. 12:25. Let's just stick to that. Like we're saying that part of the ways to build with God in 2021 is having a love for God. Having a love for God. Be dedicated to his kingdom. Whatever service, whatever endeavor, whatever you did for the kingdom in 2021, in 2020, double it in 2021. Double it. Whatever you gave to the kingdom in 2020, double it in 2021. And see God do great and mighty things in your life. So I declare and I decree, as we enter into this year and move about in our various endeavors, greater works shall be our portion in the name of Jesus. Everything that we have proposed to build, everything that God has said to do in our lives shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus.